hope you feel good, good before you lay away and let your soul ride on. I hope you feel good before you lay away and let your soul ride on. I hope you feel good before you lay away and let your soul ride on.
When I tell you I was moved in the spirit to this location, now tell me family where we at.
Why is it that we are here without any explanations or invitations? So then I moved my head and then I looked up. I seen seven flames being lit up by a man. Who is this man? Can anybody explain to me what is going on? That Lord in heaven dwells higher than the stars and skies combined. Through the Messiah, he rose and healed the nearsighted and the blinded mind. Keep in mind, when Christ walked the earth, he was humble. Now, he just didn't brag. Now let us think, being calm when being tested, and the haters they hating, and heavenly superpowers you holding in your hand. Then we was told that the flames on the highest shelf represent the secrets that God wrapped up and trying to tell his people, and the messengers is us. That's why there's ripples of clear water flowing in our glorified body.
And as the training session begins to reveal how these certain flames must be unwrapped,
it takes us to another realm. God begins to speak, but it feels like it's our vocal cords that's activated.
In his glorious power and display, we bow down and worship the one true God
who lives and forever lives. And as we feel the presence, and as we feel the vibes, we just standing there amazed. I hope you feel good, good before you lay away and let your soul ride on. I hope you feel good before you lay away and let your soul ride on. I hope you feel good before you lay away and let your soul ride on.
You better listen and listen closely when God's speaking, cause the chances of you getting over on God is absolutely zero. So we gotta listen for the love, not cause we tryna get some blessings. Lay your sins down and let God do the rest. If you ain't God, then stop playing like you are. If you were God for a few seconds, that journey to the top can drive you crazy. Yeah, it is true. So just stick to your lane,
never get out of lane.
Cause ask yourself what's to gain if your soul is lost amidst the hustles of the life of sin. Train yourself to be the best you, though the killer demons shooting at you. A man told me something powerful that I will share with you. This is what he said. He said, no matter how hard it gets, we gonna make it through. Bruh, remember God with you. Get fired up, live from the inside out, not the outside in. And remember, at the same moment you about to give up, someone out there fighting demons they know nothing about, and you the only one who can stand up and reach them when time unfolds. Cause you know all about Satan's demons and tricks. When you giving up at the same moment, God in heaven talking about how your future is that over legit, and the blessings you've been waiting for just dropping down on their way to ya.
I hope you feel good, good before you lay away and let your soul ride.